Blue is quite the cuddliest and tiredest spoon in the drawer. He lives at drawer 3, Kitchen Island, Kitchen Road, Kitchen. Blue has lived there for as long as he can remember, with his spoon family. Mum, serving spoon, Dad, tablespoon, and his older brothers and sisters, purple spoon, yellow spoon, pink spoon, and the triplets, who go by the collective name, the Silver Sisters. The spoon family are by far the kindest family in drawer 3, much kinder than the fork family, who are a little spiky, and everyone knows never to mess with the knives. Tonight, as the house grows sleepy and softly quiet, Blue realizes he is not at drawer 3, Kitchen Island, Kitchen Road, nor is he showering in the warmth of their noisy neighbour, Dishwasher. For the first time in Blue's life, he is snuggled on a smooth but comfortable mat, looking up at the underside of the table. He has been accidentally misplaced. All seems a little different. Blue has a good look around and takes 4 deep, long breaths. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Blue starts to relax. Blue has a good look around and takes 4 deep, long breaths. In and out. In and out. In. And out, in, and out. Blue starts to relax. His soft foot and the back of his round head sink a little into the mat. He can still smell the sweet creaminess of crumble and custard, and his eyes start to feel a little heavy. Blue is tired after such a long day, but he can't quite bring himself to close his eyes and drift off to his spoony dreams. While Blue might not be in his warm, dark drawer, lying side by side with his family, he realizes that this could be his chance. His chance to finally see where his best friend Ella goes when she isn't holding Blue in her small and chubby hand, dunking him in cornflakes or baked beans, or Blue's favorite, wibbly raspberry jelly. Outside of Blue Spoon family, Ella is Blue's very best friend. Her sticky hands always hold him gently, tapping and scooping with him so beautifully. Ella never fails to giggle when he is flying towards her, playing at being an aeroplane. Even when Blue is covered in something a little bit green or brown, that isn't her favourite food. Blue knows Ella loves him. Despite feeling tireder and floppier than normal, Blue stands up slowly and begins making his way towards the door. This might be a long journey, but Blue tells himself, it will be worth it in the end. Leaving the kitchen behind, he makes his way into the comfort of the small hallway. The carpet is warm and a little bouncy on his foot, and he gently hops his way to the bottom of the stairs. Blue passes an open door and sneaks a peek inside. He can see the soft glow of a fishbowl. He watches as a shiny fish glides around its bowl, with its quiet goldness shimmering in the soft light. Now, at the bottom of the stairs, Blue looks at the task ahead of him. Blue takes another deep breath. The smell of custard and crumble has been left behind in the kitchen, but now he can smell something different, something a little softer, something that reminds him of roses and laundry day. Blue continues on his journey, jumping along and landing lightly on the soft carpet with each bounce. As Blue journeys through the hallway, his squidgy blue body feels heavier and heavier with every spring. But Blue is not a quitter. For every soft step, he takes a nice, long, deep breath and thinks about why he loves Ella so much. Where could she be? 10 steps and 10 long, deep breaths later, Blue makes it to a new part of the house he'd never seen before. He's tempted to lay his head on the silky grey carpet and fall asleep. He's so tired from travelling so far. But out of the corner of his eye, through a small crack in a door, he can see a dim, warm glow of light. He gently shuffles his way to the door and peeks through the crack. The room is cozy and warm. And lying in the cuddliest and snuggliest bed in the world, he can see the soft curls of his best friend, Ella. Blue hops quietly into the room. He feels tireder than he has ever felt before. His body feels heavy, pulling him down into the rug. Looking up at the bed, Blue takes a deep breath and makes one last gentle jump, landing softly onto the welcoming pillow. Blue snuggles down. He can feel his whole body begin to relax into the warm marshmallowness of the mattress. His long blue foot is covered in the feathery softness of the duvet. He looks at Ella's face and smiles to himself. Blue has made it at last. He slowly closes his heavy eyes, breathes deeply, and knows without a doubt that tomorrow will be another wonderful day. with his best friend, Ellie.